Micro-neutron star core greatly increases the power of the Gradient Gladiator. Folks, here on the Cosmic Vacuum Show, we will continue showing you every suction cleaning machine ever made. Up next is, some detective show. I don't know. Who cares? Bye.
For the Detective of the Stars, Al Nightfinger and his associate TC. In this episode, the intrepid Gumshoe is sent to one of the most dangerous places in the universe, a college campus. It's time for episode 5, Liberal Arts Detective.
My work takes me many places, but rarely to a university campus. But here, TC and I were, in the dean's office.
What kind of a name is Night Banger?
Dean Britwary, if you please.
I apologize. You have been summoned here for a sensitive and urgent task here at the Tautman's Institute.
Yes, yes. Confidential and all that. What kind of problem do you have?
So, you won't talk about the specifics of this, what do you call it, case?
No, of course not.
You're sure?
Dean, we are very serious about this matter.
Pinky swear.
What?
I know it seems silly, but it's been ingrained in me for so long. Please.
What's this now?
Dean, I can assure you that this is not necessary.
I insist, Detective. This is very important to me.
I don't think I've ever hated anything as much as I hated everything about this moment.
What in the celestial storms was that?
Fine. It's done. What is so bloody secretive?
All right. As you know, grading of our students is a sacred task and can never be called into question.
I mean, your smallest fingers were just hugging it out.
That is why we have spared no expense on reliable computers, state-of-the-art mainframes, top-of-the-line software, and impenetrable security. The VP-49 Charlie Cruz system, for instance.
Are your pinkies just friends? Or something more?
Oh, we've heard of that line of security systems. A bug or two.
What? Now you tell me.
It was just so weird, your fingers smooshed together like that.
You don't have any clones, do you?
Like two little sausages that have become best friends.
No, of course not. The ban was reinstated, was it not? Something about the leader of the movement going to jail. What do clones have to do with this?
I need some air. I know I don't breathe.
Never mind her. Anyway, grades, what about them?
Regardless of all measures we've taken to ensure the security of our systems, someone or something has been changing grades, schedules, maps, even the lunch menus.
Not the menus. Surely a student is responsible. Which one has benefited most?
Here is a list of all changes. You'll see our dilemma.
There is no discernible pattern or benefit gained.
This looks random.
Exactly. We can't see what the goal is.
What about a virus?
There are some incredibly dangerous ones out there. I'm not sure what would happen if I succumbed to one, especially if TC were updating.
Nothing our system administrators found. We're at the end of our Tellurian rope.
We'll get to the bottom of this, Dean Bridwary. You said the lunch menu has changed?
Yes, our chefs know not what to make.
Then that's where I'll start. Food is incredibly important, too.
Young minds, I know, can't learn on an empty stomach or stomachs.
Let's go, T. Oh, right, you're gone. Bye.